21, verses 1 and 2 says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen and amen. Well, good Sunday to you, friends. So good to see you this 13th day of September 2020. I have the wonderful privilege of being your host, and this is the radio program called Sunday Worship. Sunday Worship is a radio ministry, a program that that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off here this morning with a great hymn. It's the I'll Fly Away hymn from Selah, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Sweet love, sweet coming forth to carry me home, sweet love, sweet chariot. It was coming forth to carry me home.
music from Selah right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I was reading about a story many years ago in a little English village. There lived a quiet and lonely man named William Dixon. Now, his wife died years before, and later on he had a son who passed away from a sickness. And one day he looked out and saw a neighbor's home on fire. So he ran out. A woman was shouting, my little grandson, he's upstairs trapped. But the stairway was impassable. But William Dixon hurried to the front of the house and found an iron drainage pipe running up the wall. Taking hold of it, he pulled himself upward to the window and found the terrified boy. He scooped up that child and scrambled back to the ground. And a few days later, the grandmother actually passed away from injuries from that fire, and leaving that little boy an orphan with no home and no guardian. And the village had a hearing to determine his fate. And when the meeting was called to order, two volunteers came forward. One good citizen answered the standard questions, giving every assurance that he would provide a good home for that little boy. And the second volunteer was William Dixon, the rescuer. He said a few words, but his hands spoke for him because they were bandaged. See, that hot pipe he had forced to climb had burned them so severely. And when it came to a vote, the man with the scarred hands went home with the orphan. His love, everyone agreed, was written on his hands. Friend, the love of our Lord was written on his hands. The two hands stretched out and nailed to the cross, where they flowed with the blood that wrote his love for us for all eternity.
My Jesus, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
Habakkuk said, Lord, please tell me what you're doing. And God said, no, I'm not going to tell you, Habakkuk. Because if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. If God today told us what he's doing in the world, we wouldn't believe it. Don't you think God's given up and God's abdicated and God's left the throne? He hasn't. He's still on the throne. And those of us that know him put our trust in him and him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in the United Nations. I don't put my trust in myself. I don't put trust in my money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When all the rest of it fails and crumbles and shatters, he'll be there.
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet sounds the call, as he sounds the call. Oh, at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, I see prophecy fulfilling. Oh, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
Children.
Chosen Ones and Midnight Cry. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll, and you may be familiar with that Old Testament passage that speaks of God's mercies and His compassions. They never fail. They are new every morning. Well, friend, honestly, there's nothing magical about the morning when it comes to God's mercies, because it flows nonstop. Because our messes and mistakes never cease, neither does His mercy. And I praise God for that. So friend, if you are in the middle of a mistake that's become a mess, trust that God's mercies are being extended to you at this very moment.
Things change, plans fail. You look for love on a grander scale. Storms rise, hopes fade. Place your bets on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not sure enough, Jesus will still be there. His love will never change, sure as a steady rain. Jesus will still be there. When no one else is true, He'll still be loving you. When it looks like you've lost it all and you haven't got a prayer, Jesus will still be there. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Send forth your word, Lord, and let them rely.
Yes, Hillsong and Shine, Jesus. Shine, thanks for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Be sure to connect with me on social media. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. We'd love to connect with you right there on social media. Well, friend, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Soak up that family time. Soak in those memories, I'll tell you, because you're going to be looking back on this day, on these days, with great fondness. So take advantage of it, dear friend. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Teach me.